Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning to you, Melzi. It's been both good news and not-so-welcome news for Bernie Sanders, first to his huge victory out west last night.
And we are projecting that Bernie Sanders, NBC News projects Bernie Sanders, the winner in Nevada.
Coming off his strong showing in the Iowa caucuses and a narrow victory in the New Hampshire primary, Bernie Sanders rode a wave of support from young voters, blacks and Latinos, to a runaway first-place finish in Nevada, topping second-place Joe Biden 46-19%. If he wins next weekend in South Carolina and then on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, Sanders could become the unstoppable frontrunner for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination.
And the other news about Bernie Sanders involves the Russians, mate.
Yes, it does, Milsey. As American intelligence officials have told Congress, Vladimir Putin's operatives are once again working to help Donald Trump, but are also trying to boost Sanders' candidacy as Moscow attempts to stir general chaos in American politics. Sanders acknowledges he was briefed about this last month.
Mr. Putin is a thug. He is an autocrat. He may be a friend of Donald Trump's. He's not a friend of mine.
Trump has never wholly endorsed his intel community's finding that Putin worked behind the scenes to help him to victory in 2016, and he's now expressing the same doubts about Moscow's meddling in 2020.
Here we go again. Did you see it? They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go again.
Trump, angry he was not told in advance members of Congress were being briefed on this, sacked his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, replacing him with a Trump partisan, Rick Grenell, who has no intel experience. Robert O'Brien, the White House national security advisor, made the TV talk show rounds this morning, insisting,
I haven't seen any intelligence that there's any active measures by the Russians to try and get the president reelected.
And Milsey and Basil, a very suggestion that Putin is covertly helping Bernie Sanders comes as the candidate himself suggests some of his aggressive and sometimes disruptive followers may be part of a Russian campaign.